But you're never gonna miss what you don't know.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's Tan Talk.
Hi, I'm Dawn with Sunkist Charters. Come and sail with us on a 37-foot Endeavor out in the Gulf of Mexico. Up to six people, $100 an hour, three-hour minimum. You can split it between each other. Pet-friendly, bring your own food, drinks, restrooms on board. Make it a memory maker. Call 727-871-7788 or call 727-315-4936. SunkistCharters.com. We'll see you out at the Gulf of Mexico.
Breathe in that feeling of summer again at Ocean Air Himalayan Salt Caves in Orleans. Relax in your own private salt cave. Unwind in zero-gravity chairs surrounded by relaxing music. And enjoy the natural therapy discovered in European salt mines for over 100 years. Detox your body and relax your mind at Ocean Air. 35204 U.S. Highway 19N in Palm Harbor. Or call 727-754-3979. Plan your escape today. Visit OceanAirHimalayanSaltCave.com.
Got a three-day weekend and everybody's loading it up. With my Ray-Bans on and a Yeti in the back of the truck. I'm riding shotgun, playing DJ, mixing Willie and Hank with some Ying Yang. Got the windows down and the speakers turned all the way up. Yeah, we like, oh, we ain't gotta take it too far from home. Little bit of heaven's just down the road, where we can lay back, open up a cold one, take it slow. I like piña coladas down in PCB. Give me that whiskey and cola, beat that old pine tree. Ain't nothing wrong with that white sand and some ocean.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Tom. Dawn is actually doing some promoting for Sunkist out in the field today. So she asked me and Bert to take over for her. We're going to be talking today about Sunkist sailing charters and Sunkist charters in general, because we added a new boat to our fleet. Let's see. I want to talk a little bit about what we do. We kind of rent this 37-foot Endeavor that we've completely redone. Okay, inside and out, electronics, motor, everything is all brand new, like a limousine. It's $100 an hour, three-hour minimum, plus gratuities. It comes with a captain and a crew member. And what we do is we want to show you that luxury experience, what it's like to really go yachting and go sailing. And we do morning trips, we do afternoon trips, we do sunset trips, which is gorgeous in the Gulf. And we do moonlight trips, and as far as I know, we're the only one around to do moonlight trips.
Absolutely.
You know, which is perfect, because that's like 9 to 12. That's date night time, you know? You don't go on a date till 9 o'clock at night.
Absolutely, you know, like, romantic night.
Yeah, I mean, go out under the stars, the motor's off, you're just going to the sound of the sail, you know? You have 800 watts of JBL audio that you can tie your own music into and jam it. You know, we're just doing something different. You know, we've got plans for November, December, that we're going to actually do sailing with Santa, that Santa will be the captain of the boat. You could take your kids on that. That'd be a fun trip.
Absolutely.
We have a pontoon boat we're adding into the fleet. It's coming in a few weeks. We're going to do island trips with that, snorkeling with that. And the pontoon boat has been completely redone, too. We literally tore that to the frame and rebuilt the whole thing. Better than they make the new ones. We'll do island trips with that. You know, you can go shelling. You can look for shells. We'll take you to, like, Caladese Island if you want, which is one of the number one beaches in the country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I like Caladese, you can still find the big shells on the beach.
Yeah, you know? It's very remote. You have to walk 6 miles probably to get to the north end of Caladese where we would be taking passengers.
Yeah, they filmed part of the movie Magic Mike on that island too, by the way. Fluffy talks about that in his comedy skit that they were on that island. Or you can go to the Sandbar. You know, the Sandbar's a huge party.
Yeah, it's great.
And we have a music system on the pontoon boat, too, that's absolutely incredible. You can listen to, you can listen to Tantalk if you want on the a boat.
And, mm-hmm. I'd recommend that.
Yeah, get informed. We do trips, like if you want to go on a date night. I mean, how would this be on a date night? This would be a 5-hour trip, okay? We could take you, sail you down to Cabby's Restaurant, which is a beautiful restaurant on the waterfront on the Intercoastal. And they have these nice floating docks that are just gorgeous. And we pull up, the boat's all lit up. And, we're in uniform. You get off the boat. The boat doesn't say charter on it because we want people to have that. We want them to feel it's their boat while they're on it. And you go to dinner. And when you get off the boat and go to dinner, everybody stares. Everybody. I mean, they just look at you like, who is that? You go to dinner for an hour. Then you come back to the boat. We sail you back, to our slip where you boarded in the first place. And, everybody we've taken, and we've taken quite a few groups out, everybody has said to us it's the best time of their life. if you want to drive the boat, as long as you're not inebriated, you can bring your own alcohol and you can bring your own food, or you can pick up catering or you can do whatever you want. It's your boat while you're on it. But everybody has said it's the best time of their life that we've taken, you know. We've even gone out in some really stormy days where we said, hey, if we go out, guys, it's going to be rough out there. And they said, well, we want to go. And we went, well, it's your boat. As long as we're in safety, that we're not in danger. I mean, Bert and I, we're old sailors. So, I mean, we like to get out in that heavier wind and that, where the boat's leaning over. A lot of people don't. Well, if you don't, we can stay on the Intercoastal.
We can take it easy.
Yeah, we can take it easy.
We can take it out to the wolves and go in the deep water.
Yeah,
windy.
If you're an experienced sailor and you want to get out in that, we'll take you out in it because we love it. That's our favorite time to go. But it's a really up to you option. We've had people that said, can you lower the sails because it's too windy and we're a little, a little bit. And we did. We did exactly what they wanted. That's our point is. We want you to feel like it's your boat and we're your crew, Let's see. I went out today and I was actually going to the concierge and stuff at mm-hmm. the hotels. And I'll tell you, every one of them was like, nobody does what you guys do. Nobody's given that luxury experience. So you're either a cattle boat where you're on with people who might have COVID or monkeypox or whatever, and you're on the boat with these people. You don't know. You don't know where they came from.
Yep, rubbing against you, sweaty arms hitting on you from somebody else, not my cup of tea.
Even us, when we have a trip, we sanitize the whole boat with Lysol. I mean, you can tell when you get on it, it smells like Lysol a lot of times, Pine Sol.
All the towels are washed and cleaned. Anybody touches them, they automatically get thrown in the wash pile.
And on these cattle boats, man, you go to the bathroom on one of these cattle boats, it's like getting on a city bus. you don't want to go on it. Well, and when you're out for 3 hours, especially if you're drinking, you need a bathroom.
Absolutely.
But ours is sanitized and cleaned every time. So a little bit different than what's out there. I had a girl, one of the concierges told me, she goes, they do something like that in Miami, but it's you guys are like doing way more for people than we do or than they do. She said, but nobody, she goes, I looked, nobody does anything like what you guys are doing in Clearwater, which is really, it's cool. And we have so many compliments. We've got some good tips too for the trips that we're providing. What kind of date night would that be? I mean, we even have it where, let's say you wanted to get married. We could actually take like the wedding party out to an island. Okay, and that's not renting a hall. You're going to an island. And we'll put the wedding party out there. And we'll set the sailboat right off. And we have a Nautica, which is an inflatable boat. We could take you from the island when you're done with your wedding party to the sailboat on the Nautica. You board the sailboat. And then we sail you off in the sunset or the moonlight for your honeymoon. I mean, we've even talked about possibly doing stuff like, okay, if we do something like that, maybe we could rent them the boat for the night to sit dockside sleep on the boat.
Absolutely.
They've got everything there. We even have like soda and snacks on the boat, but really, if you want to bring your own food and have a good time that way, you know.
Yes, you should bring your own food and beverage.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get catering, you can have catering delivered or something to the boat before you get there. That's fine. I'll be there early to do it. I'm always there early anyways, doing all the safety checks and everything on the boat. And safety is a huge thing for us. We've got EPIRBs on the boat. We've got everything the Coast Guard requires us and more. Where, you know, like a lot of people have a first aid kit, we got an EMT kit on the boat. And it was really funny because when we did the emergency classes and the classes for, what was it, the...
CPR?
Yeah, the CPR and the stimulator class.
AED.
The AED class. The teacher was like, well, don't go beyond your training. And I said, looked at the teacher and I said this. I go, listen, I have an app on my phone that I can get a doctor, a live view on my phone, if something ever happened to anybody, that if I have the equipment there, I can do something about it. He can walk me through it. But if I don't, I can't do anything. So we actually, like I said, are overprotective on a lot of things because safety is our biggest issue. We want you to go out and get back completely safe and completely happy. And we want your return business. Mm-hmm. You know, like I said, to do what we were doing, and I have fun every time. The other thing that's really cool is this: every trip we've done, I've never felt like it was stuffy, you know, or the people were stuffy. We just hung out the whole time and we talked, and I told stories and they told stories. You know, I have people that want to play music on the boat, and I'm a pretty good harmonica player, okay? A lot of people say I'm a master, but yeah, there's people way better than me. But if you want to bring your guitar and play music, you know, we got a guitar, and I got a bongo on the boat that you can sit and bang on the bongo. If you want to play music, we'll play music. We'll hang out and have a blast, you know? It's just experiencing stuff like this is you know, if you don't do it every day, and we do, and that was one of our things, is we wanted to share what we do every day with everybody, because I think it's really cool. I have a blast. Mm-hmm. You know, there's not a sunset that I've ever seen that I went, man, that was terrible. You know, you know, there's, when you go out at night and you get away from shore, away from the city lights, and the stars start to look like a planetarium, and you can see the Milky Way, you know, shoot across the edge of the Milky Way when it's all foggy. You know, it's amazing to see. You know, if you get on a cruise ship, there's too many lights on the cruise ship to really see the stars. Mm-hmm. But with us, you can see them. I'll even point out some constellations for you if you want, you know.
You have a request to give out phone number and website.
Oh, cool. The phone number is
727-441-3000.
Oh, no, nope. for the charter.
Oh, for the charter.
From a potential
customer. Oh, I thought for call-ins. I thought we were having call-ins
today.
Well,
we could do both. That was the call-in one. But now how to book the boat.
Okay, for reservations, 727-871-7788. Yeah. And you talk to Dawn, who does this show normally, that's who you talk to. The website is
www.sunkisscharters.com.
Yeah, okay. But, you know, I have people that get engaged on the sailboat, okay? I mean, in the sunset, you know, romantic is possible, you know. I mean, what better way to do that is when you're out on the water and you know, you get down on that knee and say you present. I mean, I will take pictures of you doing it. If you tell us ahead of time, hey, this is what I'm gonna do, this is what I'm gonna do it, I'll be snapping photos of you with the sunset behind you and in the sails in the background. And you can put that on your desk and keep it there the rest of your life.
Absolutely.
You know,
such a memory maker.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we talk about doing stuff with the family. You know, what can you do? You can rent a jet ski. How much is a jet ski per person? Like $150, $175 an hour, something like that?
Yeah, it's over $100 an hour.
Yeah, I mean, you can go out one person for that. You know, if you take your whole family, you're talking
$100 an hour. You can bring your whole family with you. Introduction to sailing. You can actually steer the boat. You can pull some ropes. You can pull some sails. Actually learn about, you know, introduction to sailing. Sailing's been around for thousands of years. It's the same wind as we had 1,000 years ago when we first started sailing.
Well, and like I said before, I'll even let you drive the boat. I'll sit next to you as long as you're not inebriated, you know. I'll let you drive the boat, and we'll get video of you driving the boat, you know.
We have Devin on the line here.
Hi, Devin.
Hey, guys. How are you?
I'm alive and kicking. Not as high as I used to, but I'm still kicking.
Yeah, you definitely are. I just wanted to call in and say you guys literally have the most legitimate business in Clearwater. You guys literally do everything to everyone's expectations. Just love it.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Well, thank you so much, Devin.
Yeah, Devin. We've had a lot of good times. I actually remember you, we've done some good trips. Actually, I think you were on the pontoon with us on the trial run.
Definitely were. Yeah. No, it was a good time, and the last time it was a little bit choppy, but you guys always knew how to hold down the hatches, and what anybody wanted to do. You guys always kept it safe and happy, and it was just such a good time, and thank you guys for everything. Loved it.
Oh, well, thank you, Devin. All right, good talking to you again. Book another trip.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. Have a good rest of your day.
All right. Bye, Devin. We were talking about, the safety on this. I remember New Year's last year. Mm-hmm. We took out Troy and his wife for a special romantic under the fireworks display. And guys, if you want to book this stuff, the Christmas and stuff, book it way ahead of time, because from what the hotels are telling me, we're going to fill up with the Santa stuff in November, December. Like on the pontoon, we're going to get a little fire pit, a gas fire pit that you can sit on the pontoon. The pontoon will be decorated. You have Santa. We'll do like free hot cocoa and candy canes for the kids. But book that stuff way ahead of time, because from what the hotels are telling us, they're going to send us everybody. So you want to book that fast. New Year's Eve, I don't mind working holidays, I promise. My wife will even come as a crew member on the boat, and she's really attentive to people. She'll pour your drinks and serve your food and whatever you do. She'll make sure to hold your hand if you need to hold the hand or walk to the front of the boat or something. But, she's really good with people. Book that stuff as soon as you can, because it's not going to be a bunch of availability at that time of year.
It's only a $50 deposit to hold your position.
Yeah.
And that's just a good faith deposit to keep everybody, on the hook for coming out and not just canceling the last moment.
Well, when somebody does that, and I understand when there's an emergency. And when there's an emergency, I know what you do a lot of times. You say, you know what, don't worry about your deposit. We'll give it back.
Oh, of course we do.
But that's only like that's in a family emergency situation. We're understanding. We have a heart. We are a Christian-based company and a family company. Dawn's my sister. Bert's my brother-in-law. My wife works on the boat, too. The one thing about that, though, is we're going to take extra good care of you. We're not a commercial kind of group Mm-mm. thing. I mean, we're family.
Everybody's personal experience.
Yeah. And, but like I said, what kind of fun is that? What else can you do for that kind of money? Can't go to Disney with family.
Oh, no.
You get to see dolphins. I mean, we see dolphins and turtles and manta rays. We've seen all kinds of stuff. Pelicans, yeah. We've had pelicans come on the boat and, kind of thing. I mean, it's going under the bridges. When you look at the mast, especially how high the mast is, and you go under the bridges and it's high tide, you always think, man, are we going to hit? But we never do. The bridges are tall enough. And if they're not, we know not to go under them, it's... What else can you do? Where can you go? The zoo, maybe, for that kind of money?
I didn't think you'd go to the zoo anymore.
Yeah.
We are by far the best bang for the buck that you can, for entertainment and occupying a nice vessel and a captain and a crew. There's not a better value out there in Clearwater.
Yeah, you know, I told one of the concierges today, I said, listen, I said, our goal is to treat your customers like they're millionaires. And if they are millionaires, then make them feel like a millionaire. If they're not millionaires, but if they are, they'll feel comfortable because that's what they're used to anyways. Yeah. You know? And, yeah, I mean, and we've had concierges come back and say, you know, that their customers have come in and just raved about the times that they've had on the boat. You know, I've had people rave to us about the times on the boat. You know, if you want a relaxing, romantic, fun, family thing, you know, contact Sunkist Charters. Get away. I mean, the other night, Lena and I went down to the boat and we spent the night on the boat. We went to Brown Boxer for, you know, for something to eat, mm-hmm. where we have a friend that works there as a bartender. And then we stopped at this other place, Rock House, which is down there, which is kind of a new bar. Mm-hmm. The band was
right across from the Pier House.
The band was incredible. Okay, I'm going to tell you the drummer, and I know a lot of drummers. Okay, I've had drummers live with me that were great drummers. But you know, the drummer that was there, I was dumbfounded how good he was.
Wow!
I actually walked up to him afterwards and said, "Hey, by the way, you were on point and perfect. There was not, you didn't miss a stroke." And he just looked at me and said, "Thank you." But you know, that's something that you could always go to the boat, and afterwards you want to go to drink. It's actually right across the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
The pontoon guys, we're just waiting for the motor to be done on the pontoon, and then that'll be in the water. We're probably looking within a few weeks. You know, that's going to be a new experience to charter. It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a nice big deck, 28-foot pontoon, nice open decking. You can walk around it, dance. We have disco lights. It lights up like a dream at nighttime. Well, yeah, really nice venue for some nice entertainment and a nice party atmosphere.
Yeah, and on that one, what's nice is you can actually jump in the water on that one, and you can go swimming, and you can go snorkeling, and like I said, we'll let you off on the islands and let you go shelling. We can even work it out that if you want to do something where you want to camp on an island, I mean, I'd work something out like that.
Yeah, we can take somebody out to an island. They can go camping.
We can anchor right offshore.
Pick them out the next day.
Yeah.
Just leave them there.
I'd sleep on the pontoon in a hammock. You know, I mean, it's comfortable. Or not even in a hammock. I'd sleep on one of the benches. A lot of like the cattle boats, they just have a metal bench. These are nice, thick, padded
cushions,
yeah. And they're comfortable. So, you know, I'd actually consider sleeping on the pontoon while they're on the island. I wouldn't care.
Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, just leave them out there.
Yeah, it's just working stuff like that out, guys. You just call and say, hey, we're really custom fit to what you guys want to do. You know, mm-hmm. You know, if you want to get married on an island, we can work it out. You know, if you want to spend the night dockside, hey, we can work it out. We're, you know,
absolutely.
We're all about showing you guys this lifestyle, and well, we don't mind making the money either.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, it just costs a little bit, not a great deal.
Yeah, but when we say a little bit, I mean the resort to stay at a decent resort right now is absolutely insane. I mean, not insane. It's worth it if you do it, but
just what it is.
You know, I mean, I love spending the night on the sailboat and then getting up, walking out, seeing the whole marina and all the fishing boats going out.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. I loved living on the boat for years.
Yeah, I mean, and I lived on my boat before. And, you know, I never felt poor getting off that boat. I might have been broke a few times.
Oh, yeah.
But I never felt poor getting off the boat. You know, I remember one time my nephews were all over. And we were fishing. We actually were fishing with hot dogs because it's all I had for bait, you know. And we were catching so many fish. And we have people we call the wall people. They're the people who sit on the wall outside the marina and they're fishing. And there was one lady and that was there. And we caught like 29 fish in a half an hour between me, Rick, Eric, and Nick. We caught 29 fish in a half an hour.
Wow.
Big, big fish. And we walked up to this lady on the wall because I didn't want to cut them up and cook them, okay?
Yeah.
I'll fish, but I'm not the fisherman, okay?
I hear
you. You know, you could fish on our boat. I'm not going to bait your hook, okay? But yeah, if you need help getting it off, I can work on that. We walked up to this lady who was sitting on the wall, and we said to her, we go, hey, would you like some fish? And she goes, I would love some. She said, it's my daughter's engagement party, and I prayed that I would catch enough fish to serve for dinner for the engagement party tonight.
Oh, here you go.
And I'm like, here's 29 of them. And she was like, God bless you.
Fish for your party.
Well, you know, it's how God works a lot of times. She needed something, she prayed for it, and God uses other people a lot of times to step in and take care of business. So, 4 minutes left. All right. So, you know, one of the things I want to talk about too is fireworks on the water. You know,
mm-hmm. That's always a beautiful experience.
It's something about the reflection and the echo over the water is absolutely amazing. I mean, it just like amplifies everything times 10.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I think the echo isn't broken up by the housing structures, and they're not broken up by all the buildings. When they're shot up and they're over the water, it's a clear bang.
Boom, yeah.
And it's all the way across is not diffracted by the...
And it's not like you have 1,000 screaming people around you either, like mm-hmm. in a stadium or something. I mean,
yeah,
it's just you
around.
And us on the boat. It literally echoes. You can feel the boat go boom, you know, shake a little. You know, it's an experience. You know, there's so many really cool experiences with living on a boat or being on a boat or chartering a boat that, you know, that most people don't even understand. I mean, how relaxing it is. Mm-hmm. You know, I come home after a day on the water and I get full days on the water. You know, it's not like I have to go on work every day. I get to work every day. But there's days that I come home, and just from being in the fresh air and the sunlight, I come home tired.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a full day.
Well rested. And I've never slept any better any place than on a boat, because I think what it is, it has that rocking motion, like, you know, like being in your mama's arms.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't rock a lot. You're not getting seasick from it, you know, but when you're sleeping on the boat in the marina at night, you're just like, or being in a nice hammock in the wind kind of thing. It's that same feeling. So
yeah, it's really relaxing. It's a great experience. Just the art of sailing with not having to spend energy, don't have to burn fuel. It just makes it really nice. Turn off the engines and it's nice and silent, no vibrations.
Yeah, it's living the dream, man. It really is.
Yeah, it's a wonderful experience. Everybody should feel it.
I want to share our number again. We've only got like 1 minute left. And the website again, it's Sunkiss Charters. And the website is, Bert?
Well, the website is www.sunkisscharters.com. And the phone number for reservations is 727-871-7788.
Yeah, guys, come on, make reservations and hang out. And I guarantee it'll be the time of your life. So, thank you, guys. Have a good night.
Both tied up like an island, just killing the time. Ain't no tiki huts, but we sipping on Corona and lime. We trade a palm tree for them pontoons. Breathe right now, this lakefront view is paradise to me. Paradise to me. Boats tied up like an island, just killing the time. Ain't no tiki huts, but we sipping on Corona and lime. We trade a palm tree for them pontoons. Riding waves of the wakeboards and sea dudes. Cause when the sun goes down, yeah, we gonna keep it going all night.
You know that's right.
Yeah, we like, oh, we ain't gotta take it too far from home. Up a cold, take it slow. I like pina coladas down in PCB. Give me that whiskey and cola. Eat that old pine tree. Ain't nothing wrong with that white sand and some ocean breeze. Right now this lakefront view is paradise to me. Paradise to me.
WTAM, Clearwater, FM 106.1, WDCF, City, FM 102.3, WZHR, Zephyr Hills,
FM 104.3.
Listen.